Getting an internationally successful rock band to play in Alaska is tough. But when the Alaska State Fair gets underway later this month, one of the performing groups will be playing for a hometown crowd. John Gourley and Zach Carruthers formed Portugal the Man in 2006. Both were raised in the Matsu Valley and never dreamed they would eventually be signed to a major record label and playing some of the largest stages in the world. But the road wasn't easy. Carruthers, who plays bass in the band, says he still remembers their early struggles.
We bought a minivan, we got a rice cooker from Salvation Army and a giant bag of rice, and we would sleep. We would pull off into truck stops along the freeway. We would unplug the soda machine, plug in our rice cooker, and eat on the sidewalk and then do our dishes in the bathroom. And that's kind of how we lived for a while. It was unbelievably poor. Those first tours, I think I ate off about $10 a week. We got one hot item at like a Whopper Jr. or a dollar cheeseburger once a week, I'm pretty sure.
You've definitely paid your dues, and I'm guessing that your food budget now is a little better than the dollar menu at McDonald's.
Definitely. We get value meals. We get all the meals.
Is it true that Mike D from the Beastie Boys is helping you with this newest album?
Sort of. We have been recording a lot with Mike D, and it's interesting. That's kind of how John and I became friends, was over talking about the Beastie Boys and listening to that. So he's obviously a hero of mine. The Beastie Boys are like the Beatles to me. And yes, we've made friends with him, and we have been making music with Mike D. We're not sure if it's going to be the next record or an EP or a separate, just a cool art project that we're going to do. But yes, we have been making music with him, and it's been pretty amazing. If you had told me when I was in high school, years later, I'd be hanging out with Mike D and making music, I just frankly wouldn't believe you.
How does Alaska find its way into your music?
Oh, every way. I mean, growing up there is so special. You have such a unique perspective. Just the imagery always gets into our lyrics and just always inspires us for whatever way. John and I, when we're writing music, even when we're not talking about lyrics, when it's just sounds or moods, we always speak very like cinema terms. You know, we're very visual thinkers, and every sound comes with an image and a color and a mood and a feeling. From all just the weird movies that we watch, and two, from growing up in Alaska. You know, not a lot of people down here can understand what it's like to, you know, go outside on your back deck and watch the northern lights at midnight and in 35 below degree weather. And that's great that my, you know, best friend and coworker, we can talk about stuff like that, and we can add those kind of feelings. So it's definitely, it's all over our music and will be forever.
Does it sort of help you feel grounded when you come back to Alaska and kind of reconnect with your roots?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. We'll go back and build houses with John's family and stuff like that. We don't really have that problem in our band. You know, I go back home and I go fishing in the same streams. I go drink at the Mugshot in Wasilla, and it's the same old thing. And I love that. And that's what's it keeps us grounded in a way. It's just nice to remember that. And I personally miss Alaska a lot.
And I also want to tell you that while we've been talking, there's a bunch of fans are gathering in the control room now listening to you and I talk.
Oh, nice.
A lot of your Alaska fans are here. You've managed to come back and perform in Alaska almost every year since you left. Why is it important to fit Alaska into your tour schedule?
That's where we're from. We got to represent. It's definitely like no other place. Playing there is amazing and terrifying and everything. So that's where we're from. We really have to prove it there. Sometimes we go to Alaska and there's people dancing like it's like a scene from Footloose. It's like, since they don't get a ton of it, they hit it hard. And they just, you know, when you see somebody dance like they've never heard music before, it's an amazing thing. It's like watching a toddler take their, you know, first bite of ice cream ever and just seeing their eyes. It's a beautiful thing.
So, Zach, Okay, what's with the weird names? The weird band name, weird album name, Satanic Satanists, Waiter, You Vultures. Where does this come from?
It's every one of them comes from a different place. Satanic Satanist, oddly, is about John's childhood growing up in Alaska, being out in Willow with not a lot of people around. You know, when you're watching shows like when you're watching Mr. Rogers and you don't even know what a neighbor is, like his closest neighbor is like 5 miles away. So we felt like, you know, Alaska is, and people there, is it's a lot of outcasts and doing that to yourself. So I figure the Satanic Satanist is a representation of like the most outcast ever.
Well, Zach, thanks so much. And it'll be great to have you come back to Alaska and play here. Take care.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Zach Carruthers is the bass player and co-founder of Portugal the Man. The band takes the stage at the State Fair on September 2nd.